Hello guys, welcome to this podcast titled Understanding Aerobics. Aerobics, which literally means with oxygen, are exercises that can be done to lose weight and regain health. There are main types of aerobic exercises, and if you do these exercises daily, you will find that you really will be healthier. So in today's episode, we shall be talking about don't quit. Aerobics for endurance. Regardless of the current situation, improvement is always important. You often hear about aerobic exercise for people who haven't exercised for years and don't feel well. But there are already people who want to advance their athletic training. These people just want to know the basics of aerobics like endurance athletes and get in shape. If you have been training for a long time or doing any sport that requires a lot of endurance, you know that aerobic exercise is also very important to be in the best shape for you. You need to increase your heart rate and respiratory rate and realize that this can be done through aerobics. But if you are already an athlete, then basic aerobics classes will be tiring and will not give you the results you expect. If you are already an athlete and still want to stay in good shape, there are a few things you can do to achieve this. First of all, the purpose of aerobics is to normalize your heart rate and breathing. This means that if you are a patient athlete, you need to find a way to exceed your skills. If you are used to walking long distances and can't breathe easily, you should increase your heart rate by running faster or farther than you already do. That's why you have to be careful. If you are a resilient athlete and want to do cardio, you need to make sure that you can find a variety of workouts that your body is not familiar with. You need to speed up or add something to your workout to complete it in a way that puts pressure on your body. Remember that the heart of aerobic exercise is a physical test, so you have to find out what your body is not used to doing and you force yourself to do it. This is the best way to do aerobic exercise. Aerobics from your living room, working out at home. There are many ways to make aerobics more effective. First of all, it is important to understand how important aerobic exercise is for your health. Walking and lifting weights can be healthy. But to be truly healthy, you need to find a way to make your heart pump and your blood to flow. This is why aerobic exercise is so important to you. Aerobic exercise actually forces all parts of the body to work together. Therefore, everyone understands the importance of aerobic exercise. But sometimes I can't go to the gym or go to classes to improve my health and cardio. Many people are busy with family and work responsibilities, and going to the gym or classes does not meet their needs. Shouldn't there be something people can do at home to do cardio? In fact, there are many things you can do at home. The basics of aerobic exercise include increasing heart rate and breathing. There are several ways to do this. If you are interested in aerobics at home, you should know that there are a few things you can do to achieve it. First of all, the most common way to do aerobic exercise at home is to ride a bike or run at home. This is something you can prepare when you are in a convenient place at home and you have time to get moving. Both are great ways to do aerobic exercise. Another great thing you can do is run at home, jump rope or even run around or next to you. This is very important because you can tailor your workout to your needs and it can be a great way to get in shape. If you have always wanted to train, but do not have time to go to classes or the gym, now might be the best time to start cycling, jogging track or your favorite jogging workout in your house. You can do it at home. Back to school. Learning about aerobics. Aerobics is a very useful exercise, no matter what part of the body you want to lose weight. They can lead to a healthy life on their own. Aerobics has the added benefit of helping participants increase endurance. So there is no reason why so many people should not do aerobics. But before you start a new health regimen, it's important to know how aerobics works. There are several ways to do this. First of all, you should talk to your doctor to make the best health decisions. Your doctor may refuse an unhealthy aerobic program that looks too difficult for your skill level or may injure you. Your doctor can also explain the best aerobic exercise you can do on a daily basis, recommend a trainer, and explain all the amazing health benefits of aerobic exercise. So your first stop should be the doctor's office. Make sure you have enough time to ask lots of questions during the meeting. The internet is a great resource when looking for information about aerobics. You can read articles about the benefits and history of aerobics, as well as interact with others in chat rooms and forums to share your aerobics experience and ask questions. You can also see specific routines on the internet, and some websites will help you create the right aerobic plan for you. In addition to the internet, you can learn more about aerobics using traditional literature on the subject. Your local library should have a variety of books to read, and if you think the material is too old, you can purchase it from your local bookstore. When you find a book you like, you can buy it at a reduced price from several places online. Fitness magazines are also worth it, although information on the internet is not written by experts. Journal articles are usually reviewed and edited by many healthcare professionals. Learning aerobics is not difficult. As more and more people care about their health, such information is now all around us. Thanks for listening. See you next time.